going to be on Tuesday now, and there's greyhound racing and harness racing at the Devonport Showgrounds. The greyhound racing is a 10-event program getting underway at 12:17 and the last race of 10 at 3:09. And then a few hours later, it's a big night for the Devonport Harness Racing Club, normally boxing night, but it's on Tuesday. The president of the Harness Racing Club is Claire McDonald, who joins me now. Good morning, Claire.
Morning, Martin.
As I said, it's always a big day, Boxing Day. The feature event on the program is the Kevin Redpath Northwest Plate Final. We'll get to that in a minute, though. Your first race is at 6:27, and it's a big program because your last one is at 10:25, which just happens to be one that we're sponsoring, the 7AD Claimer, but 10 events, and it's always a big family night, isn't it, for you?
Yeah, it is, Martin. It's a traditional family night on the coast for people, so it'll be interesting to see how many people change their routine and get it along there on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's, as I said, it's normally boxing night, which would be tonight, but the change wasn't your fault. It was actually brought on by Sky Channel because we've got to fit in with the broadcast schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. It's for harness racing or for any racing, we need to be on Sky to generate revenue, and so that's where we need be for the industry. It's a change for people, but it's on, and it's something to do while you're camping or having a bit of a break between Christmas and New Year.
Well, so even
encourage everyone to get along.
Even if you're working, the first race isn't until 27 minutes past six. There's no excuse, really, is there?
That's right. There's no excuse, and go steady so you're up for work again the next day.
The Hardings Hopniks Devonport Cup, Harness Racing Cup this year is on the 17th of January, which isn't too far away, and I think for the first time in quite a while it's on before the Burnie Cup.
Yeah, it is. Yep, it's fitting into the summer carnival of racing statewide, and so we're really excited to be in that time slot. There are some really solid standing start horses around, so it's sure to be a really great race, if anything, to go by the last couple of stands at Devonport.
Yeah, and most people wouldn't be aware that unless you're a regular attendee to harness racing, the majority of races are behind a mobile start, a barrier which is on the back of a ute or a flat tray, but there are a few events that actually have a standing start. And the cups are usually amongst those, and so is the feature race on Tuesday night, the Kevin Redpath Northwest Plate Final, and a pretty good field lined up for this one, 2286 metres is the journey.
That's right. Yeah, heats conducted at Burnie last week, so we thank the club for being part of this race. And, two heat winners will be interesting contenders. Gone and Forgotten off the second row this time will be a bit of a challenge, but I'm sure Rowan Hillier will be looking for a path through in the early stages.
Well, one of a couple of last start winners in the field, we've got Good Feelings, who's had a win two races ago. Also, Arcabell, back from a spell, had a win before that, and then second on the return. Attaboy Glenwood's won its last two in a row. Kuzma has also been placed. So it's a very even field when you look at it like that.
Yeah, it sure is. Yep, certainly Gone and Forgotten was pretty impressive at Burnie, but that was from the front row and showed exceptional speed from the stand. So very different for Tuesday night.
Yeah, so it's a full field of 13 too, and getting away from a starting stand is very important. We've seen so many horses in the past, and because it doesn't happen every time they race, they don't handle it well, they rear up or they actually break in the start, so the start's pretty important in one of these races.
Yeah, it sure is, yep, especially with this class of horse, if you lose a few metres at the start, but big challenge to make it up.
Now let's talk about the family aspect. You said it's a big family night, Claire. I know you normally have face painters and jumping castles and stuff like that. So what can we expect off the track on Tuesday?
Yeah, that's all there for the kids. Just the casual takeaway, dining and bar downstairs in the grandstand, and of course in the back straight, and the mini trots again, which is always a bit of a crowd pleaser to see. There'll be seven of those in action on Tuesday night.
Okay, now with the current crowd restrictions, do people have to book online or will there be gate sales on the night?
Gate sales on the night, obviously we need to limit that to 1,000. Generally, we're under that number, so we're pretty lucky.
Okay.
That we have that comfort.
All right, well, have a great night on Tuesday night. Merry Christmas and all the season's compliments, Claire, and I'll talk to you again when we get a bit closer to the Devonport Cup.
No worries at all. Thanks, Martin. And just a reminder that we are a COVID-safe event, so if you're in the grandstand or in the bar, we do need people to sign in, and that we do have the security guys giving us a hand with that, just to make sure we're doing all the right things to keep our patrons, mate.
It's going to be part of our life for a while now, I think.
Sure is.
Good on you, Claire. Claire McDonald, the president of the Devonport Harness Racing Club.